This message is brought to you by Worship Radio 247. Please visit our website at www.worshipradio247.org, where you can find out more about us and listen to our live broadcast.
Worship Radio 247.
The Hour One Nugget on Worship Radio 247.
Welcome to the Hour One Nugget today. It is wonderful that you have joined me for this great series that we are doing, and I tell you, it never ceases to amaze me with the power of this particular series. And today, we are part 33 of God Accepting Me. And I do this quite often. I want you to say those words. Just say, God accepting me. Say it again. God accepting me. As I say, we're at part 33. And today we're going away from Ephesians, we're looking at Romans, the 12th chapter. And we're going to begin at verse 1. And Paul says this. By the way, my Bible titles this entire section, right the way through to chapter 15 and verse 13, The Transforming Power of the Gospel. Christian conduct, the transforming power of the gospel, Christian conduct. Paul says this, and so, dear brothers and sisters, I plead with you to give your bodies to God because of all he has done for you. Let them be a living and holy sacrifice, the kind he will find acceptable. This is truly the way to worship him. Wow. We know that we have to worship God. We know that we want to worship God in spirit and in truth, in reality and in the spirit. We know that. Paul is now giving us another idea, not an idea so much as a command. This is what we are supposed to do. If we want to worship God in spirit and in truth, if we really want to worship him because of everything he's done, if we really want to get down to understand how to really, really worship, I love to say the word really because I mean it. It is amazing when you see what Paul is saying. And so, dear brothers and sisters, I plead with you to give your bodies to God. I plead with you. He's not asking. He's not saying, listen, I think this might be a great idea. Dear brothers and sisters, if you were to do that, it would be amazing. He's not saying that. He's desperate. He is desperate because he sees the state of the church. He is desperate because he knows it's the only way. He's desperate because he is totally consumed by this. And if we want to worship, we've got to do this. We have got to understand it and make a promise, make a declaration that we're going to do this. I plead with you, says Paul, to give your bodies to God. Why? Why have we got to do that? Because of all he has done for you. Because of all he has done for me. Because he loves us so much, and because we purport to love him. How often do you say to the Lord, Lord, I love you? How often do you worship him and say, Father, I love you so much? Lord Jesus, I love you so much. How often do you do that? Yet your body isn't a living sacrifice. Your body is yours. Your body doesn't belong to God. Your body belongs to you. My body belongs to me. It doesn't belong to God. And so therefore, in my life, I am still sinning. Therefore, in your life, I would hazard a guess and say you are still sinning. And so therefore, how can we make a difference? How can we start this process of transforming us and transforming us into the power of the gospel, what the gospel says? How can we do that? I plead with you, says Paul. I can almost see him now saying, I'm on bended knee. I see what's going on in your life. I understand what is going on in your life, and I understand because I'm a human being. Paul understands completely. So how are we going to get this right? Paul says, I plead with you to give your bodies to God because of all he has done for you. Let your bodies be a living and holy sacrifice, a kind he will find acceptable. This is truly the way to worship him. Now ask yourself this question. Is your body a holy sacrifice to Almighty God? Do you abuse your body by, for instance, not doing any exercise? Do you abuse your body by eating all the wrong things? Do you abuse your body by taking no notice of it? Do you abuse your body and you are told by the doctor, listen, if you don't do something soon, you're going to be in real trouble. And if you don't do something soon, the Lord is saying to you, this is what you must do. And it's not difficult. At the end of the day, it's not something that is difficult. Because I know that God will help you. I know that he will do stuff to help you. If you see it yourself, then he sees it way before you do. I plead with you, says Paul. I plead with you. I am begging you to give your bodies to God because of all he has done for you. You know what? Some years ago, I can't remember exactly when this happened, but I do know that some years ago, around 10, 15 years ago, I suppose, I felt the Lord was saying to me, if you don't sort your body out, if you don't sort yourself out, David, you'll be coming home to me far quicker than I wanted. I'll never forget that feeling of the Lord speaking to me in that way. And I thought, yep, I must do something about this. And I began to do exercise. I began to do this. I began to do that. I started to eat the right foods and stuff. And slowly, I forgot all about it. I completely forgot all about it and carried on living my life, carried on eating just what I wanted to eat whenever I wanted to eat it. And then one day, I was in the doctor's office and the doctor said to me, I'm sorry to tell you, but you have diabetes type 2. And that was a shock. And when I heard the doctor say those words, I heard God warning me. And I took no notice of him. I'd taken no notice. And therefore, there I was now, with a condition of diabetes. Can I blame God for the fact that I'm diabetic? Nope. I can't blame God at all. It was all down to me. And he also warned me. Because at that time, I did not give my body to God. I used to go to church and worship in church. But was that real worship? I would humbly suggest no. Why? Because Paul goes on to say this is truly the way to worship him, by sacrificing our bodies to him. That is the way to truly worship him. Now, let me ask you this question. Do you want to truly worship God? I certainly do. And so, therefore, you and I are going to pray together, and we're going to do just that. We are going to give our bodies to Almighty God through the pleading of Paul the Apostle. We're going to give him our bodies. We are going to give him control of our bodies. Wow, this is powerful. An easy thing to do, but actually, maybe one of the most difficult things to do in our lives, because it means we change. Oh, even now I know. Even now. I'll wake up at 2 o'clock in the morning and think I'm hungry, and I'll go and get a snack from the fridge. What good is that doing me? What good is that possibly doing me? You know what you've got to do. I know what I've got to do. And I readily accept it. And why? Because God is accepting me for who I am. And he loves me despite all of it. So I return that to Almighty God by giving him my body as a sacrifice, a living and holy sacrifice. Will you join me? Say these words with me now. Heavenly Father, I am sorry for the way that I have abused my body. I ask you now, in Jesus' mighty name, to accept my body as a living and holy sacrifice. Help me in that quest, Lord, I pray. In the mighty name of Jesus. Amen and amen. And on tomorrow's program, I will continue with verse 2 of Romans, the 12th chapter. That's incredible as well. In the name of Jesus, let me know if you've done that prayer with me. Studio at worshipradio247.org.